Well, here at the Hogemeyer Hybrids Homecoming Field Day near Hooper, Nebraska, we're going to visit with Dr. Tom Hogemeyer. Tom, let's talk about this day here today, celebrating 75 years for Hogemeyer Hybrids. This has to be a pretty good feeling for you.
It really is. It's lovely to have all the people come, and it's really fun to think about all of the work and all of the effort and technology that's gone into the business over the last 75 years.
So of those 75 years, how many can you claim?
Well, as a working person, I started out driving a tractor, cultivating fields of hybrid seed corn when I was 8 years old, and I guess that was 55 years ago, so it's been a while.
We won't tell the Department of Labor about that.
No, I think probably not. It's one of those that we all grew up fast back then and worked and did what we needed to do.
Well, talk about a little bit of the history and maybe some of the milestones along the way for Hogemeyer.
Well, there's a lot of history, obviously, in 75 years. My grandfather was born in 1878 in a dugout sod house a couple of miles from here. He is the one that was sort of fascinated by plants and seeds and started out growing all kinds of open pollinated varieties and varieties of wheat and oats and other crops, but was asked by the university to be a hybrid seed producer, they thought, for a couple of townships up in this area. So he agreed to do that, and in 1937, my dad, who was a student at the university, brought two bags of seed, a bag for male and another one for female, home with him on the train from Lincoln, and that became 11 acres that was planted right behind you back there in that area. My dad then went on to graduate school at Kansas State in Missouri, then was in World War II, and after the war came back and really launched the business as an active business. My grandfather, I think, was 68 or 69 when my dad returned from the war, so it was a huge effort on his part just to maintain the business.
Well, it's a great story of a family-owned company that's still in the family today, and I want to congratulate you on that. Let's talk about the seed business now, and I guess let's talk about the thing on everybody's mind right now, and that's the drought that we've experienced this year. I guess we'll find out here in 2-3 weeks just how the crops handled it.
That's exactly right. It's been a really tough year. Everyone knows that we have hot and dry conditions in Nebraska periodically, but when we draw a year that's in the top five for both heat and top five for low rainfall, you know it's not going to be good. If we would have had the same hybrids that we had in the 70s or even in 1980, which was our last real serious drought in this area, I suspect that we would have lots of fields of zero yield. The improvement that's been made through plant breeding and marker-assisted technology is really telling a story out there. We have fields that, while they're not going to be good yields, will have some yield in them. And with the prices that we have, I really think that lots of folks in agriculture are going to be surprised at how much corn there is in some of the fields and how well it's possible to fare even under such dire situations. Now, that being said, there are some really tough fields and really tough areas and huge differences among planting dates and even among hybrids, but we really think that just the change in technology is going to benefit the state by millions of dollars.
So I know you spoke this morning here and talked about some of the things coming down the road that you're looking forward to. What are one or two of those that you're excited about?
Well, I'm really excited about addressing water use efficiency and nitrogen use efficiency. We use more energy in our corn crop in the form of nitrogen fertilizer than we do as fuel. And that's something that just desperately needs to be addressed. We need to figure out ways to stabilize the nitrogen chemically, but we also have to figure out how plants can either change their date or rate of uptake or their metabolic efficiency in using it so that we can grow more products with less applied.